Blog Talk Radio. Rita, the butterfly, also known as Scorpion, and you're locked into this Pimpin' Radio, the next day in online radio. Baby.
Oh, I can love you better. Lose myself in love. I used to do it for the love a long time ago, and all I ever wanted was love. I used to love without fear a long time ago, and all I ever wanted was love. Then somebody came around and tried to hurt me, tried to make me feel like I was unworthy. Took a pure love and tried to make it dirty. True to words, they never did deserve me, no. I had to lose myself so I can love you better. Had to lose myself, had to lose myself so I can love you better. Love, and that's just the way it is. Couldn't tell me I was in love when I needed it, when all I ever wanted was love. Should've told me I was worth receiving it, but all I ever wanted was love. There's something awkward about the selflessness it takes to give love and the good that it made you. True love can never really forsake you, but it took a little while just for me to see. It is. I had a paralyzing fear of facing failure, and I couldn't love you perfectly without fear in my head. So perilously I had to face the danger, so I could come back and love you all instead. All of your soul is said, so I can make it better. I had to lose myself, had to lose myself, so I can love you better. I never meant to hurt you. Couldn't say, but I never meant to deserve you. Whole lot of things I just had to work through. Time to heal and restore my self-worth. Conversation of my fears and anxiety. Quite a whole lot of years I suffered quietly. And though it may have taken years, I can finally tell you that you were always on my mind.
I'm not afraid.
you, it drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way. Does it just feel so right? I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Cause girl, don't you know? The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Good evening. This King and Queen's Quarter. And I'm your co-host, Lavera La Negra, riding shotgun with Sergio Atterbury. How you doing tonight, Serge?
Hello. I'm in the building with you. I'm in the building. Feeling good.
I hear that. I'm trying to multitask. Tonight. I've been multitasking all day, and now I've added another task. do the multitasking, but it's all good. It's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Have my Raw Links on, King. You got yours on?
Always in the place we need to be at.
I know that's right. I know that's right. In a minute, I'm going to tell everybody how you can acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of. But before I go any further, I want to give a thank you and a big shout out to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. But he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO of Raw Links. And I'm telling you, these pieces of jewelry are so amazing. I don't think there's any two that are alike. They are all unique, all handmade, and they are durable. They give off amazing energy, and they're just absolutely beautiful. Some of the pieces that I've got, and I have a lot of pieces, I just can't stop looking at them because they're just, it's the visual aesthetics that just has me in awe. But let me get back to the creator and the CEO of Raw Links. His name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah. And you can acquire those amazing pieces of jewelry. You can get them on Instagram, Amazon, and RawLink, BRAW, at Facebook.com. And if you can't acquire them at any one of those places, be sure to holler at all of us here, any one of us here at Epiphany Radio. And we will be sure, we'll make sure that you get to adorn your body with one of these amazing pieces. And this is King and Queen's Quarters. So, King, let me ask, because I'm always interested in how's the weather over on your side? Because it's humid over here.
It's a mix. You know what I mean? Like, one minute it might be cool, and then it's warm. Like, it was mixed for the day. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I don't know what it's going to do. You know what I mean? But all I know is it was, like you said, we had a little humidity going on. So I stayed in, but I had my air on.
Oh, okay.
This weather's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not even going to get into it, my conspiracy theory side, but you know how I do. But
I believe there's something in the water.
It's in the water, it's in the air, it's in the food, it's all around us. But tonight is open mic, and I brought a couple pieces, I had to search through the archives because I've been kind of like slacking on writing and stuff, I've written a few pieces, but they are not up to my standards yet. So I just, I'm holding back. So
yeah, I could dig it. I'm in the archives myself. All right, you know what I mean, like, just one of those things. It's an archive thing.
Okay. You know what? It's hard for me to believe, and I'm probably not the only one, that you are digging in your archives because you are writing ass. Hell, you write. And I'm talking, you just come up with something, it's just effortless when it comes down to you writing. One minute we having a conversation, you like, yo, sis, check this out. I'm like, what the hell is you writing?
But I have those lazy moments where I'll be like, no, I don't feel like writing nothing. No, man, I just like, actually, I was reading this book by this lawyer today, so I didn't really feel like writing nothing. I was trying to get into his book. This Philadelphia, Pennsylvania lawyer. So I was in that mindset. But I'm here. You know what I'm saying? We here. We gonna rock it out. You know what I'm saying? So
I know that's right.
You want to start off, or you want me to start? How do you want to do this tonight?
Sure, I got something. This is called The Continuation of Us.
All right. Stage is yours.
Thank you. The essence of poetry is the right word for the thought. Poetry is home, and home is where you find peace. I was closing my wounds when you came along, and just when I thought I was in no condition to love again, you softened the landing of my last fall, making room in your life for me to continue to heal. Now I vibrate at my full potential because your energy celebrates my presence, telling me, just as I have access to your heart, you will always have access to a calling from deep within my core that says, it's yours. I have released all baggage and stepped forward, so fear and uncertainty has become a thing of the past. And they shall remain a stranger to me at last. Sometimes close my eyes just to hear you speak because your touch has words that speak to me in the beautiful color of skin tone and its soft golden brown, colors that fill empty spaces with the balance of life and syllables, sweet like fresh honey from a hive. My heart is full because you give me waking to secure morning snuggles in the arms I crave. The warmth of snuck up behind perfectly placed kisses on the neck in the kitchen. Intimate conversation with deep listening anytime. Ooh, water time. Anytime. You smile for me. And it's magic, so I don't need a genie in a bottle. What you give me goes beyond wish fulfillment. I just want continuation of us. That's that piece. You're on mute, sir.
No. I was just thinking, like in awe a little bit, like I always say, you have a certain way of presenting your poetry out there, you know what I'm saying, the expression with the words between the lines and everything, and, you know, it just have you sit back and think from there, like, damn, but,
Thank you.
Real shit, you know what I'm saying, just that real shit, like I said, when it's that realness, you know, you sit back from it and just, like,
well, I'll try. Thank you.
Nah, you be doing that stuff, dummy.
Absolutely.
That was
a classic. I love that one. That's what's up. All right. Well, speaking of, I kind of call you like part of the elite. You kind of a powerhouse because you just. It's like I never hear same piece twice. And I don't even hear you use the same line in any other pieces. I don't know how you do that. Because I grab from mine and I put lines from other pieces in certain pieces. And I'm like, well, it fit at that time. You know?
I appreciate you in that. I just write, you know what I mean? It's like, a kaleidoscope of thoughts, you know? And they all just come down when need be, you know? But I'll double back sometimes, you know what I mean? Probably not that obvious. But yeah, I got this piece right here, JW's Revenge.
Okay. All right, well, wait a minute. Let me move back out the way and fix this spotlight. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. So this piece is titled JW's Revenge. Who would ever believe the genes I come from, a live one, so instrumental in today's world, I'm a superhero's apprentice. never the last one to finish. I just hope my experience. The progress always on target. Who gives a fuck about the market? True element of surprise, I slide amongst coaches. The vibe is so ultra that radiation will never kill me. Only reason that I exist, because my father had passed away. I am him, he was me before his demise suddenly. Some see familiarity, but I'm a whole different structure. Feel from out his lover. Did he really love my mother? Who cares? Doesn't matter. I'm a piece they created. My location, vibration, station has elevated because I made it. So used to changes that I switch shifts, extend lanes. I'm still that picture in the frame with a four-letter name. Power forward, muscling my way through many barriers. My art and craftsmanship is on the tier. Call up the debaters. Nazis claim they train hard, but I don't see it. Looking more like feces, I'm a feature to non-believers. Google any of my monikers, witness a Philharmonica poet. My style is no style, I just express from my spirit. Her mind, body, and soul carry richness. Souls will always be kinetic. Some still don't get it. I'm not a threat. I'm just a promised note. Inspirational people, I am a puppet master's nightmare. My old stay appear outside of their fear, having daydreams. I mean, where the heck you go to grow and be a good one? Be mindful of the elderly and more thoughtful of God's children. Peace.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? It's just, oh, you have this way of writing. How do you not repeat anyone? I have heard many spectacular pieces from several different poets. There are extremely gifted, and even with them, I've heard them use maybe one line in another piece, and I'm like, that sounds familiar. But with you, never, just never. Have you taken into considered repeating a line in another piece?
I don't ever really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just go forward. You know what I'm saying? There's certain words, you know, transmit and be right there too, be right there, but I never be in that pocket like that, you know what I mean? You know, maybe that's mm-hmm. because everything was coming fresh off my head and I write my phone all the time, but I think if I was writing, I have a different way of writing when I'm writing with a pen and a pad, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
everything is more complex, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really like that feeling. I mean, when I used to do it before, many years ago, you know, mm-hmm. I write on the fly, you know what I'm saying? So everything just comes to me and I just, like, lay it out. But if I write down, I might dibble and dabble on the lines. I don't know. It's just spirit. It's everything through spirit. It just comes to me. Like, it's just be right there. Like I said, the words might be represented, you know, here and there a few times in certain poems. But, yeah, I just, it's like wordplay. You know what I mean? I like playing around with words, you know. When I listen to different frequency and vibrations, I like to play around with, you know, how I express it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a straight-up person anyway. So I like to say what I need to say and get the hell out of Dodge. You know?
I hear that. I hear that. All right, well, before we get into opening up these mics, I'm going to pay a bill real quick, and then we come back and start enjoying some more of this poetry. All right?
Yeah. All right now.
Tiffany Radio.
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. All right. I see my diva waiting to get up in here and spit some poetry for us. So without further ado, I'm going to open up her mic. Hey, diva, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, diva. How you doing?
Hey.
What's going on, Serge? How's it going?
Hey, I'm good. How you feeling?
Hey, I'm hanging on.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, let me ask you, how's the weather over there?
Yeah. You know, it is in the 80s. It's a little balmy, but not humid yet, thank God.
Yeah, over here it's been raining and misty, and it keeps the humidity up. So, and honestly, I don't think it's too much a difference between balmy and humidity, because it just both of them make you feel, you know, just a little icky.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. It's all good. I like the moisture, so it ain't too bad. And being though I have my hair locked, I ain't got to worry about that, and I'll just let it do what it do. But Diva, tonight is open mic. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I think I titled this Why I Write, but I might have tweaked it a bit because I never seem to have finished it. But it's finished now.
All right. Well, let me step back out of the way. Fix the spotlight. Okay, perfect.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Starts in my brain, then goes to my heart. As I pick up my pen, the words stop at my hand, and I wonder how to assimilate them. An invisible barrier breaks, and the words flow. At times, the paper is wet. At times, it's arid, and the paper protests on being written on. But my feelings must come out. Suppressing them will induce physical pain, and I can't deal with the strain. So my hand is always poised to write. When the words are ready, I give my hand a small shake. And when I'm done, I think of the beautiful poetry I make. I write to relate. Release everything I feel for my own sake. It seems if I don't write, my hands will go stagnant. My heart will be tachycardic, probably ache. The overwhelming need to write, I'm telling you, is so cathartic. Fellow artists know exactly how it is. There will always be a need for words to break through and let the pen bleed. So it's why I write. There will never be a time when words will ever cease. That's why I keep my pen in hand and my paper crisp with a crease. And that's that piece.
Yo, that was dope. I love that ending. And no, you better not ever try to suppress that pen or them hands. Whichever hand you write with, you better not try to suppress it. Don't you hold that sometimes. That was beautiful, but that last line, that was dope. I like that. I want to rhyme.
Yeah. But sometimes I don't rhyme.
That's all right. It's okay. I try every once in a while. But yeah, there are certain poets that can just rhyme every other line, you know, like Serge over here, he can do that, and Poetic does that, and I'll be like, how do y'all do that?
Uh-huh.
I wish I could.
Back in the day.
That's a smell. Yep. That was a nice piece. Serge, what you got for me?
Hey, that was beautiful. I loved it. Like I told LaCroix and Negri, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way you carry your voice with the words and the lines and the expression of it, and all, it's just like, oh. Put a person in awe moment, like, oh, man. Like, you know, that's awesome. Especially, like I said, when you hear the voice behind the words and everything, it's just the expression. Like, that's beautiful. I mean,
Well, thank you. I try.
No, keep on trying. Yes, yes, she does. My diva does, absolutely. And it's such, you know, you have, it's like a exclamation point, but it's soft. It's not too hard. But yeah. I always say this, you do not come to play. And you give us your pieces, but this is the way it is. And you better be listening. Okay. Maybe it's that Aries in you. I don't know.
Awesome.
Maybe so.
It's awesome. You give us some beautiful, beautiful poetry. My diva.
Well, thank you, my diva. Yes.
Before we let you go on over there to the Royale Lounge, because I know Mr. Verdi over there just waiting, you know, for you. Hi, Mr. Reggie. Can you let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe, please?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Savings Time, however you want to name it, my bedroom voice diva, La Perla Negra, and I, our Divas Talk. And it's a program where we have open mic. At times we have Q&As for the host and for the poets, either which way. But there's some banging music and amazing poetry. And we have a good time every Wednesday. The poets come out. They show up, show out. And this is amazing. So y'all join us. To you too.
That was nice. I liked it. Almost, I was listening to a snippet, an ad of promoting. That was nice. All right, Diva.
Working on it.
I'm going to ask Serge, if you wouldn't mind escorting my Diva real quick over there to the Royale Lounge.
Mine at all.
Grab herself something. Sit back, put her feet up, and take her socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love,
one mic.
You know, I've had the pleasure, and I still do, of watching certain poets grow, their pen elevate. I know mine has, but to actually know some of you, it's really an honor. And I get tickled because you guys are so amazing. You are so great with your wordplay and your pens and your personality. Some of y'all are some smooth motherfuckers, I'm trying to tell you. You know, y'all just slide on in and give it to us and slide right on down. It's all right, but we're going to open up this next microphone. Y'all have to forgive me. I do not have my log book, and I ain't looking at the list, so I don't know who number is what. So please, just when I open up your mic, introduce yourself and let us know who is. All right? We got ourselves an area code 202. I think I know who this is, but I'm going to let you say it. Welcome to Diva's Talk. I mean, ooh, Lord, excuse me. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter. Who do you have on the mic?
Oh, my goodness. You said that you think you know who it is?
I said I thought I did, but I did apologize for not actually knowing. So what's up, Otto? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
What up?
I'm doing just fine. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you like I ask everybody else. How's the weather where you're at?
It's good. It's pretty good out here. No.
Where are you?
I'm in Maryland. You know, Maryland's not too far from Pennsylvania. So, you know.
I know it. Oh, yeah, I know. It actually should be part of the tri-state area, but, you know, you got D.C. rather than, you know. But it is what it is. It's been a long time since I've been to Maryland. My mother used
to
send me.
I've been to Pennsylvania a lot of times.
Yeah. My mother used to send me Deep Creek, Maryland, every summer to camp up there in the mountains, and I hated it. Every summer. She sent me there because it would freeze over at night. Lord, it would get super cold up there in the mountains. And in the daytime, you'd be baking like a salmon out of water. I'm trying to tell you, it's crazy. But it's beautiful up there as well. All the green land and the fresh air, and you know, it's beautiful out there. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. I actually like Philadelphia.
Do you?
It's a beautiful city. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay.
You know?
Well,
yeah,
appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, tonight is open mic. Okay. And we're just anxious to hear what you brought for us, Mr. Freestyler. But what I'm going to do is move out the way, just the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I did a freestyling show that I did a couple of days ago. It's not going to sound like the original because it's a freestyle. So, well, I'm going to do a freestyle called America, Will You Apologize? America. Yes, I'm talking to you, America. I wonder, will you apologize for the robbing that you've done, taken away from my own culture and brought the torture? Give us nothing. We harvest the land. We built this country together. But you don't want to have no type of accountability. I'm talking about you, America. Will you apologize? Will you apologize for killing my people? Will you be apologizing for robbing my people? For stealing from my people? Where am I? If I come from the African land, I need to overstand, giving you the business, that you know that the truth be with, like the witness, to withhold. I need you to apologize for go ahead and burning people on a tree by hanging them, like it was a parade, another charade. But now my thoughts is about to invade. Where is your apology? Where is your apology for Natchez, Mississippi, where black people was near a swamp and a lot of black people died? Oh, yes. That Holocaust. That was a concentration camp. But where is your apology? Well, you feel like you've done nothing wrong. You tried to avoid the question. And you try to make the question like a loaded weapon. Well, my voice is clear. You have killed our leaders. You kill anybody who withstand the system. You killed Malcolm X. You killed Dr. King. Killed Macker Edwards, right from his family. So I need to try to overstand, America. Where is your apology? Where is the apology? Because what you have done, you are the criminal. I don't need to go to the Bloods and Crips and know about rob, stealing, and killing like your buddies Columbus. I'm showing the toughness. For me, I never apologize for being black. For me, I'm always on the attack with the truth. They'll guard me with the ancestors. You, very pathetic, but my words is like magnetic. Will stand due to court process, I ask, this is the apology for 20 years of suffering and counting. But I guess you won't apologize because you ain't never took no type of accountability. Born black, born to be the best that I could be. But for me, I would never apologize for that. It's automatic, charismatic, the lyrical engine, 10 kids in the morning, wiping and dry.
Wow.
You know, you're very, you're a conscious poet, and you do a lot of political pieces that touch on the truth of what's going on here. And yeah, America owes us an apology. Absolutely. Owes dope people. Oh, thank you. What you got for that, Larry?
Man, shot right in his driveway. From his, you shot right in front of your whole family in the driveway. Little girl wanted to go see her daddy, and her daddy shot, just like Philando Castile. That little girl will be affected for a long time. Watch her daddy get shot right in front of her. I feel sorry for that little girl that saw her daddy get shot, you know, and that's a big thing, you know.
It is. And it's horrible that we have to contend with this hate that's within. But I truly, truly believe that it's going to get better. It's going to get much better.
And I'm about to leave one last thing, that we have enemies. I just seen something where it said that you all know about George Stinney, right?
Who?
So some white man comes to say to George Stinney, and he has a Klansman in the back. Now, YouTube didn't touch him, the Klansman in the back. But I've had warnings because I put United Snakes of America. But he can have the Klan right behind him. And they have never been known to be a terrorist organization. Never. I mean, it's all about accountability, and I did a show. If y'all can ever check it out. But I celebrate the Black Panthers, Mega Evers and Kathleen Cleaver. I mean, not Mega Evers. I'm sorry, of Eldridge Cleaver and Kathleen Cleaver, because to step up against this system, you have to have a lot of courage. You have to say, hey, you have to be willing to die for what you believe to fight the system.
You're absolutely right. And I would love to carry you on this conversation, but we got to get the other callers in here because we got some more shit lined up.
I got my... Uh-oh.
So...
Okay.
Is LeBron looking?
Is he looking? Because I'm trying to hide this right here. Oh, damn, I told
him.
Yeah,
I'm getting ready to escort you over there myself, personally.
Oh, my God.
Hey, give here. You always, you know what? I'm done. Give to me. Come on, let's go. All right, thank you, Otto. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. You know, he hits on some really sensitive topics. But I keep getting ready to call you Ken. Sir, you think you can throw a phone up in here real quick for us?
Yeah, I'm going to grab some through here while I...
and then I'll pay another bill after the phone. How about that?
It sounds good to me. Give me a second. Here we go. All right.
Mm.
There's not a minute, hour, day, or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in.
Cannot go wrong with Luther. I'm trying to tell you, that is, I love me some Luther. Okay, big Luther, little Luther, I love me some Luther. He just has one of those voices. Well, has one of those voices anyway. But let me get back to the show. Let's open up this next microphone, okay? Like I said, don't get mad at me. I'm just going to ask you to introduce yourself. We got area code 573. I think I know who this is, but I'm going to leave it alone. Can you tell everybody who we have on the mic?
Yes, that is the Spitter. Good evening, King and Queen.
Hey, what's up, Spitter? How you doing tonight? Oh, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Damn. It is good to hear from you. I've been hearing you calling in a lot more lately, and I am such a fan. I always feel like I'm sitting in a theater watching you perform live. That's just the vibe that you give off. You know, your wordplay is crazy. Your energy is amazing. And you just, you're very theatrical, and I appreciate you. So.
Thank you. I cannot guarantee that. You know, 30 hours in 3 days. I'm fucking beat. But, you know, then again, this is how I release, so, you know, I'll probably get, you know, do my thing. But I'm glad you're here because, like I said, I need that release. It's been a day. More so for people close to me, and, you know, I feel everything. So my heart's heavy for my friend right now. And got my head reeling and shit, so I can use this. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
It's understandable. It is absolutely understandable. I'm gonna ask you how's the weather where you're at now?
Muggy. It's been it rained all last night for like 5 hours, and then today looked like it was gonna open up all day. It has yet to do so, but I think we're due. So. Wet.
Yeah, it's humid here, so, you know, but sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's not. If you got sinus issues, it can be a good thing, but, you know,
yep.
I'm going to get back to the show. I ain't going to get into the other crazy stuff, but tonight is open mic, and we're just interested in knowing what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight.
This piece was written back in April. And I couldn't tell you when, but it's really fun, actually. I gave it once over. I'm happy to read this one.
All right. Well, I'm going to step back out of the way. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This is called Lakes of Heavenly Fire. It takes candle jars of banging resolution to resolve the demons in my head. Swallowed. Irish hymn of the yin and yang about twisted Ledbetters of times wished forgot, but had me not on electric strings, no longer strung out in distorted melodies, my lean fucking slaves in the front line. Patio ration, yes, and daddy got a new bag. This one pimp. Also legit, so fuck it. 4 a.m. woke sober like horror church side. Thinking, I love this life. What you tried pry is fucking mine. Seriously? The fucking fuck. Please. Can't you see your dem won't swallow my shine? Fucker. Yeah, I'm sublime. Smoking my joints early as I have to quell beasts. You. Yeah. Fuck you. Set free and they didn't kill you nor devour me. I'm a master. Beast mode, resilient. Yeah, cunt, I'm a lonely prick. You a trick. I lack treat. And there's the light of our meat. Scorn, salutations make awkward rules. Driving crazy trains of intangible life will make one insane. It's in the falter of words or lapse of consciousness while using such. See, ignorance ain't bliss. So, bitch, please. The fuck out of my head. I borrowed enough time on that crazy train, and I wish to abstain. I'm a locomotive, but no crazy train. Trained in your indifference. I suffer still. I have those days. One seeking justified reasons to be that maniac. You was fucked up. But that's bullshit. Seeing me? Sometimes I'm dangerous. I could at least have it tonight. But I abstain in the understanding that which caves sacred halls and the wantless caverns of what I won't regret. However, learned, yes, understand a lake of fire. The mist and a devoured soul. I don't care where bad folks go when they die. I'm alive. Rockery breeze.
my ex.
Wow. Go ahead, sir.
You shot that out for Cammy, didn't you? I definitely was well expressed, loving me. Well expressed. You know?
It's like everybody got to the podium. Let's go! Woo! Yeah, as I said, let me just take it. Like I just opened the door, I step right the fuck in.
You have this amazing energy. It goes up and down, but I think it's just natural for you to do that. And I think it's awesome because you keep me laughing, especially when you laugh at yourself. I mean, you're like, yeah. You gotta remind me of some of the guys that I grew up with, you know, and they were just really like totally free. And they said what the fuck they felt, whatever came to mind. And I think you're just an awesome poet, man. I love the performance. You, like I said, it's like a theatrical thing, and I feel like you're very animated with your arms and your hands when you are spitting. Are you?
Yeah, I am. And there's videos. The most recent actually is on Poppy's Poetry Corner on YouTube. I was featured on there last week. Now, I just bought a laptop, so I'm going to put my YouTube channel together. I haven't had the right equipment. Everything I have, I've been way too drunk. No one's ever seen those. If you're on my Facebook, you've seen a couple, but don't get used to it. No, I'm going to tighten shit up and put out a lot of shit. And yeah, everybody's going to see. Yeah, I am. I've always been that way, though. I mean, you know, I grew up around music and I'm eccentric and exactly free as fuck. And it bothers the shit out of a lot of people, but it's cool. I didn't mean to offend you, but I take great pleasure that I did.
That's what I see. That's what I'm talking about right there. I love that, man. Shit, don't change. You don't have to change. If people get offended by it, it don't have nothing to do with you. It's how they internalize shit. So it is what it is. But, man, thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming through. You stay supporting us, and we appreciate you. I'm going to send you on over there to the Royale Lounge. You can grab something to drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One mic.
You know, he is super dope. His personality is like, I don't give a fuck. I love it. Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. Well, you know what? I'm about to shout out somebody as, for real, I see you watch. I see you listening. And it's all good. It's all good. Gwen C, I see you listening, Diva. It's all good. I'm glad you're here regardless, okay? Even if you ain't get on the mic, it's all good. I appreciate you. Just had to shout y'all out. Baby, baby! All right, well, let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, you got about 45 minutes to get up in here. You know what, the Blog Talk lady is going to just cut you off at the knee. She don't care. She ain't got no chill.
That's right.
But I'm going to show you how to get in here through the phone number, which is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. And if you can't come up on the mic, you can sit back and listen. Okay? That's good, too. Just come on up in here. Purr. So, all right. Well, we back at the top of the callers. I got another piece for you. This is kind of, I think y'all have heard this several times, but I'm going to give it to you again, if you don't mind.
I'm going to step back. You know what I'm saying? The stage is yours.
Thank you. This is called Spiral Season. And y'all be patient with me. I know I can't carry a tune in a bucket of water across the room, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Round and around and around and around we go. Oh, now tell me now, tell me now, tell me now, you know. Really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want you to stay. She used to write poetry when he filled her world with sunshine and rainbows. Like, if only I could send my love to the moon every night, it would shoot straight to you on the dust of stars. Cover your heart and light the way to me, because I knew I'd found my happy when your eyes read the story my soul was telling. And it claimed my smile when your arms became my safe haven. But bitterly her sanity abandoned her the day she kissed clarity. That was the day she understood how this world will leave you torn and scarred, finding yourself in a spiral season. When they bring the sun to you, then turn cold as ice. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nobody loves more than the brokenhearted, and no one has more patience than a wounded healer who just wants to be loved and love. And there's nothing more deafening than when you can hear how loud silence is while you're alone in it falling apart. And you're praying for something to break the silence, but when you're broken inside, any sound is like waves crashing upon the rocks. You try to fix yourself indulgent ways, but your body's weak and head filled with doubt as you try and remove all of it from you, while telling yourself it is just not fair. But don't you turn around, don't you dare. See, I believed it when they told me that love doesn't give up on you. But you can't love someone wholeheartedly if your heart is in pieces. So I asked you not to wish me away during the discovery of our heightened indifferences. You said okay, but just as I was getting used to us again, you took your heart and ran. And now I've got a broken heart to mend again and brand new scars to tend. Now I stand at the ocean's edge in awe of unblemished charm in such natural abundance. Air, water, light, sand, loving it all the while still holding on to remnants of what linger. Does it still feel safe? But I have to learn to turn off the urge to know what could have been. And this garden will flourish once again. Math that piece.
Right. Talk about that disappointment. You know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
what life can be sometimes, disappointment.
Absolutely.
Disappointment, yeah. Still find a way to get back up, stand tall. You know what I mean? And just be like, fuck out of here.
Yeah. You have to realize and recognize certain things within yourself to snap you out of that cycle, you
yeah.
know, of being in love with the pain and just thinking that's all there is to life. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That was definitely on point.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, Serge, what you got? What else you got for us? Eh?
All right. I got this piece titled Meant to Breathe.
Mic is yours.
Right, so. Thank you. So sweet to reminisce. Keep it alive until I die. Always hello on conversation, no farewell, only goodbye. Next time comes around, memorize, there's a sound. Her voice touched the inner part of my heart, in which I found. Point of my chills that I could feel, compassionate care feel that is real around my shield. Your parts of me, which is true, never wanted to play the fool. That would be so cruel, how some of these guys do. Mistakes made in the past when I didn't really think. So here's my beautiful ink toast to us, glasses of wine to drink. Kiss your thoughts, hugging the joy that is filling our air. It's so deep and emotional that I am wiping away my tears. Can't believe that I am lucky to be a man with good friends. Hope the connection never ends because our light never dims. It's the enlightenment, exciting, inviting all of my writing. Some wish they had in me inside of a world becoming frightening. God.
Wow. Y'all fucks my head up with this rhyming. And it's not just words that you're writing. They make sense. They mean something. I'm going to learn how to do that. One of these days, I'm going to give y'all a piece where every other line or every two lines is rhyming with the one before. I'm going to learn how to do it. I'm trying to tell you. One of these days, I'm going to get it. That was a good piece.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we got just about a little over a half hour to go up in here, and I'm going to open up these lines and check and see if they want to do want to spin the block with us. Yeah, so let me check and see. Diva, you want to spin the block with us? You got something else you might want to put out there instead? Calling on my diva.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. If you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thanks. This is about one of my friends who finally found love. It's called My Turn. Finally, it's my turn. The smile that hid so long has finally met my face. I feel joy. Where there was depression and sorrow, he is a perfect gentleman. He takes up all my headspace, and I look forward to seeing him, holding him, kissing him. He gets me. He feels the same. It's been years, but my heart is home when he holds me. I feel he's my twin flame. I hear music in my head. My eyes light up when he's near. He lets me be me. And keeps looking in my eyes to see if they're reflecting the feelings he has for me. Man, he gets me. He plays no games, you see. He's willing to wait for me. We're feeling each other. If anyone told me I'd feel this way so fast, I wouldn't have believed it. But the way I feel now is no bullshit. I feel high on his brown skin. No flags felt. Not a moment's trouble. I feel I'm in. I want this. I want us to be. And if this is love to where I could fall, I know he'll catch me and give me his all. That's that piece.
I want to be in love too. Damn it. I love
you. Somebody to love me for me.
Got me over here, like, yes, absolutely. It's so beautiful to hear you speak of it, you know, in such a delightful way.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was lovely. Thank you so much, Diva.
Thank you, Diva.
Appreciate that. Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, I'm gonna let you go on back over. Admit the Reggie and the Royale, the Al. Thanks for coming back, baby.
All right.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. I'm so happy for her. I cheerlead for everybody. I want y'all to be happy. I want y'all to experience the love that you deserve with your person that the universe molded to fit you. I'm for it, all of it. I'm telling you, I'm just in love with being in love. That's just me.
So
let me open up this next. Yes, let me open up this next mic and see if Otto got another piece for us. See if he's still here. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, you still with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Well, we're spinning the block. Would you like to spin the block with us? Give us another
yes.
piece? All right. Well, if you're ready, the mic is yours.
One's called Freestyles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Since the day that I saw you smile, I knew that you were worthwhile. I know you fit my peace in my life. You see, I go through these hard times just being a black man, and you are there, comfort my soul. You are my whole, my beginning, and my ending. Want to go ahead and just let my heart die with you. See, I want to hold your hand because it's time when I'm being right serious right now. All I could do is just think about you. All I could do is just think about how I want to be with you, how I want you to have my last name. I know I have flaws, but if we could take a pause, we could go ahead and fight for the cause. I hold your hand. I hold your hand because I got a question to ask you. I hold your hand because I need your smile. Because your smile is so worthwhile. I get down on bended knee. I put the ring on your finger. This has been a day that I've been waiting forever. Will you marry me to hold your hand? Think us still together. Husband, Sardomag, Charismatic, the lyrical engine, Tig is in the morning, burp and dry.
Oh, y'all got me swooning. With these love pieces, that was beautiful, Otto. I really, really like that. That was, and she's a lucky lady. I don't know if that's true or not, but she's a lucky lady. That was beautiful. Thank you for spending the block with us. And I'm going to put you back over there in the Royale Lounge. I got you a little sneaky bottle of liquor that you tried to bring up in there, so I ain't worried about
it. You got some Cristal?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Whatever I love it is, when you say baby, baby.
It's coming.
I love
it's
when you
coming.
Say baby, baby.
It's coming. All right. Thank you once again, Otto. One love.
Y'all make me want to listen to Biggie Smalls.
Hey, baby, baby. Yo, I don't know if I can get another love piece out of it, but I'm loving what I'm hearing from y'all. All right, let's open up this next mic.
You coming to me? You don't think you'll get that, huh? That's fucked up.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. You want to spin the block with us? That's all right. That's all right. Give us what you got, man. I'm ready. If you ready.
Actually, this is what I would like to call sensual. Or, you know, lovey-dovey, kind of, not really. But it's called Beg? Maybe. We'll talk about it.
Michael Jordan.
I tease myself on peripheral visions of loss. Words are moments. Loose bravado of known time. Once I once sacrificed Fort Piper's moral to grind loins of social hysteria. Now turning fucking viral. It seeps in the cerebral fucktard. Once lost upon humanity's prey. Here I shower long halls on sleeping hours to relieve this damn stress, an over-exaggerated blip of self-aware. Overtly so. I'm afraid of past ripples, butterfly, and the fact of grotesque deja vu. Lead on pure voodoo, as the bones still rattle, iridescent incandations, but not I was. Free of shame, once born yet again, I keep its crown. Lacking justified release of an indifference, I must expel to fully appreciate just me. Maybe then I'll find a golden chalice in the bounty of a woman's worth. However, loss is just something I desire now. A walk in tangible flavors of flesh. How I wish to caress some body, not just anyone. You have to pique my cerebral to get my froggy to leap, lick my intent. Hard, driven, and well, nigh soaked in tantric rites of discovery. One's noticed. Yes, I want to topple the peak of ecstasy in between squirming thighs. I want my worded sphere to endear a drink of your bounty glide in your body for the night, not be alone. Friends with benefits, listen to the cutest sounds. No jealousy, no. I'd like it if you begged. Shit, I can't too. Look at stupid. Play the fool. A pleasurable delight. Maybe not forever, maybe more than a night, yeah. Tonight seems right. Drive around, get high, jam out. Then let me groove on you. What you say? It'll be all right. Mockery Breeze.
Damn. All
right.
That was erotic. That was like, what the hell did you say? Oh, shit. Okay. I like that. All right. You said you weren't going to give me a romantic, but you gave that. That was kind of hot. Because you know what? You have a way of emphasizing on certain words, but you don't, what is that word I'm looking for? You soften your voice when you're emphasizing on certain words, and it works. I'm telling you, shit. Well, it worked for me. That's the damn sure. I truly appreciate it. Man. That was dope. That was really dope. And I appreciate you. And I'm going to send you on back over there to the Royale Lounge. You go over there, grab something, sit back, yeah. Put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby. Yeah. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, that was dope. Yeah. Oh, man. Do I see who I think may come up in here? Before I open up her mic, I know this number. Yeah. Before I open up her mic, I got to pay another bill. So we'll be right back. This will be a real, real short one. Be right back. All right?
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. Welcome back to the Tiffany Radio. This is King and Queen's Quarters. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. You have approximately 23 minutes to get up in here and share some of this space with us. Okay, grab one of these microphones. speaking of microphones, I'm going to open up this next one. So I think this is my diva, my fufa. Quincy, is that you?
Hey, it is. How are you?
Yo. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How's the weather over there?
It's rainy. It's going to rain all week. Ooh. But I'm good with it. I'm good with that. It's peaceful.
Yes, I love the rain. I ain't going to get into this, but I love me some rain. It's great for your skin, your hair, the baby. All right, let me behave. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter. Tonight is open mic. So what kind of brilliance did you bring for us, huh?
I just pulled some old stuff out, and it's a short one.
You going to give us a short piece? All right. I'm adjusting to short pieces.
I got to do better. I got to have my books with me. I never have my books since I got the new job. They're always in the merch bag in the car, but they're never in the hotel with me. So I only have what's in my phone or in my memory.
All right. You better than me because I don't even go by memory. I don't even retain my shit like that. So I always read off of my phone, my tablet, or out of my book. So it's all good, though.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I just got to do better about having everything in my phone if I don't have it memorized, and I don't. So
that's all right. We do what we can. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to move out of the way. Because I know you brought something amazing, regardless of whether it's short or long. And you step off the stage, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I will kill you with answers to your prayer, feeling my flame so cold you get frostbite, taste of my snack glazed with kerosene, jerky that waters your mouth with bold flavor of how he say my name. Heat, crossing lands, miles, sun, leaving you to burn. Birth of new breed devil, boomeranging you back to you. Declining your invitation to seance. That death we buried and exhumed it more than once. Saltiness seeping from eye. Ice to match your drinking cadence. Agile agreements, dance, jabs, ego strokes, turn stabs, turn wounds. Eradication. Mama love pops, but pierced his heart, she the stopper. And jamming in darkness, never an end, your psyche no escape, crippled. Neurology, I can't move, he powers over my senses and mind. Documentary, grit, steel screen, keeps me behind, scenes only shows good. Sex appeal ready, no footing when action sets, lose or win, slay, bed. I will kill you with silence so loud, ears ring, lyrics of my poems fluidly, drowning you must swallow, punch and punctuation, giving you the banger with no disclaimer, altering your mindset diversion, you inhaled, held breath of me, bronchi no longer branched, rooting your aggression, beat chest blue, then I turn you on lyrically, fade like sidewalk chalk after rain, I be storm, you the chaser, I spirit of wind, hurricane your inferiority. Rotation be my battle cry, survival sounds, hidden haiku, 17-syllable bomb, atmospheric pressure. Your eulogy on air by meteorologist, tornado was simple, I was weak. Tear ducts drain in sleep, couldn't reach her flesh, in dream he woke bare, French kisses calculated to keep your tongue tied, bounded, killing you gradually by winding down your musical flair. I will kill you with. Oh, in peace, my bad. I forgot where I was at.
I thought you was pausing for a little bit. I wasn't going to say
that's funny.
Yo.
Okay.
That's all right. It's just like I said, another amazing piece. Gwen, you always come through. Now, what I got to say is you have
you kind of like mastering the art of actually pacing yourself and slowing down now. I'm still used to you giving it to us like running through, you know, because you got mm-hmm. you have flow. You got this, it's a certain rhythm that you have. Okay, but lately, and I remember when you said a while ago, you've been trying to slow down, but you can't, but you've been doing it. You've been doing it, and it sounds good. Mm-hmm. It sounds really good. You know? Say it again.
Got it going on, girl.
Always has. Always has. I'm telling you, the first time I heard Gwen, I became a fan of her. I was like, who the fuck? Who is this? Go. You know, and I started checking you out more and more. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. I got to send her a friend request. And I don't really send friend requests. I just don't. But,
that's
yeah,
funny,
you just caught my attention. I'm serious. You caught my attention. I'm like, yeah, I gotta, you know, stay abreast of her and see what else is coming next. She's dope. Oh, man. And you got a swagger when you spit. I've seen you on stage. When you spit, you got this swag. You do this thing with your hands and stuff, and you don't do a whole lot of moving, but your rhythm is in sync with your words, and I think.
Well, that's good because it ain't with my damn shh. Man, that's so good because when I dance, it ain't.
I can't help you in that.
It used to be. I don't know what happened. That's funny.
Age, because I give everybody a good chair dance. I got all the rhythm and now all the moves in the chair. But as soon as I get
right.
up, my bones be like, "You need to sit back down." I'll be like, "Yes, ma'am."
That's funny. That's hilarious.
Look, I ain't mm-hmm. playing with it no more. Okay, these 50s ain't no joke for me. Okay, I don't know how old you are, but it's a whole different animal. Okay.
Yeah, true indeed.
I'm gonna tell you.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, but it's always great to hear from you, Miss Lady. Oh man, I
Thank
truly,
you.
Truly appreciate you, and I'm going to see if the host of the show will escort you over to the Royale Lounge where you can sit back, put your feet up, you know, grab yourself a drink and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Thank you,
one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she is so dope, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. Rocking.
Right. Yes. Ooh. Serge, you got a song for us?
Yeah, I definitely do. Here we go.
Nothing if I couldn't find you something.
right.
Yo, you are the maestro. I'm trying to tell you. You just got the dope songs. Oh, man. So, so appreciate it. This was a hell of a show. This was a great show, King. Oh, man. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. Well, I guess we're going to be the showstoppers, huh? You know what I mean? I got something in the chamber, I mean, before we end.
All right. Well, I'm going to move out the way. The mic is yours.
All right. This is a piece I recently recorded called Forever Nita. So, on to it. Guaranteed, if ever they seen us, never knowing what's between us. There are big bodies of water that can bond friendship pleasers. Interplanetary alliances from a plane only astral travelers know. Exploration, swimming through oceans, into a sea life, let's go. When time comes in our visit, making this trip exquisite, can we move about alone without roadside assistance? Allowing our heart, mind, and soul to share a recommended detail. Harvest the plans of walking and talking, it's only male and female, with your beautiful complexion, guiding the way as a compass, or natural goddess vibes, seeing your aura as a garnish, wishfully thinking how it would be, playing by the ocean or sea, picking up weed from the sand, what an experience that would be. Voice of a lovely mermaid, although an angel in human form, telepathically communicating, speaking with eyes that are warm, a poem to sing inside of a song where it belongs. Thanks to God that you were born doing things outside the norm. Uncovering small mysteries of who we can be with maturity, between modesty and pleasantries, you will always have a friend in me, Serge.
That was dope. That was real dope. I love that, man. I got a real short piece that I can take us out with, and then you can
all right.
Throw a song on, and we can head on up out of here. This is called Wild at Heart. She wears her hair woolly and wild, like a modern-day feral child. Her mind is sharp, and her words are precise, but her lips are soft. An utter warmth across them as to cause no harm. And if you listen, you can almost hear her secrets the angels whisper. Her heart is guarded because she's lost it to a fight for love one too many times, leaving her trying to avoid that void in the fight on the inner battlefield of turmoil and suffering. But never locked off from love, and when happy, she glows as if a bottled constellation lives within her skin. She's never been the fragile fair maiden waiting for the night to slay the dragon. She's the empress from whom the slayer gets permission to hunt in her realm. And that's that piece.
All right, that's what's up. That is what's up. Wonderful piece. Wonderful piece. Wonderful show. Hey, we rocked it out tonight. Once again.
Absolutely. Well, we always do. We always do, you know.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
I want to say thank you. Yeah. I want to say thank you for always trusting me and letting me ride shotgun with you. You know, I really enjoy my time here, you know, and especially with Epiphany, man. I want to thank all the callers, the listeners that streamed online or just people that called in and couldn't get on the mic and spit. Thank you. It's all support and love regardless. I want y'all to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself because they're in live spirit.
Okay.
And continue to love and respect one another. All right. Sirs, Mike is back to you.
Yeah. You know, saying thank you, everybody. Like my co-host said, you know, always rocking with me, and we having a beautiful, amazing show. Big shout-out to the station manager, you know what I'm saying, Van Poetic. Big shout-out to the CEO, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. for Bill, the poet. You know what I mean? I see you tuning in. You ain't spit, but it's all good. We love you. And hey, to the followers and listeners out there of Epiphany Radio, keep checking us out 7 days a week, 9 p.m.
be in the building. We'll be back next week, 9 p.m. Eastern. Same channel, station, and all that. I'm going to take y'all out with this joint. One love, one mic.
You're my delight, and that's why I love you so.